This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
When many trans and gender diverse people start their journey of discovery, they often find themselves isolated or lost on where to seek support. And someone who's trying to reduce this isolation is Abby Clark, who's one of the developers behind a resource, trans.au. And Abby joins us now. Abby, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hey, thank you.
Abby, you started your transition back in 2019. What was that like, and how did that lead you to develop trans.au?
I started transitioning in 2019, but my journey actually started in 2018 when I started to try and find support. And I went to the GP, said, hey, I think I'm transgender. I don't know what that means. I need some help. Can you refer me to a psychologist? And they referred me to a psychologist who couldn't help me. They had no idea what was going on. So for me, it was very much a case of I couldn't actually get started until I found somebody who I knew who was trans that I could ask. And then they put me on to the right person. But that shouldn't be the requirement. We shouldn't be expected to know somebody, and that's how we can find the resources that we need to transition.
And I imagine, like, you go and you seek help from a professional and being basically told, look, I don't know how to help you. How did that make you feel?
It was a waste of time and a waste of money. I wasted so much money trying to get through that process. It was a very expensive process. And only to find out months later that whenever I brought it up, I got brushed off. So it was discouraging. Like, I knew what I needed to do, and I could see that people were transitioning, but I couldn't figure out how to get there myself.
So you started trans.au as a project. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so trans.au is a national directory of trans and gender diverse services, but also community groups. So we see directories come up in New South Wales, as well as Western Australia and South Australia, but they're generally only doctors. And we know that a lot of the trans community really does benefit from community support and peer support. So that's why we wanted to expand on that and not just cover doctors or psychiatrists or anything like that, but we cover stuff like clinics, sexual health services, community groups, events, surgeons, voice training, friendly businesses. So for particularly gendered environments like hairdressing and stuff like that, that's covered off as well.
Abby, let's go back to 2018. If you had a resource mm-hmm. like trans.au available to you then, how much of a difference would that have made?
It would have put my mind at ease a lot better, because I would have known, oh, who do I need to talk to? Oh, I know I need to talk to this psychologist, because this psychologist is known to the community and is really helpful. I know who I need to, like, for informed consent. I know exactly who that is in my area, because that's on our maps, and I can find out just where in the city that is, because again, we have maps for this. It's not just a list. We have it actually mapped out for everybody.
Have you had lots of feedback on how the site has been received?
We've had quite a lot of feedback, yeah. And we've been constantly getting just constant submissions in the last 48 hours, just trying to get everything set up. We've had probably, I sent these statistics to somebody earlier. I think we had 28 new submissions since launch at 9 o'clock yesterday morning.
That's a phenomenal. And
we've got over 300 and something map markers at this point in time, with it constantly growing. And we've added a good 11 just in the last couple of days as well.
Abby, I'm just thinking, so we're talking about trans.au. Abby, I'm just thinking at the moment how beneficial such a site would be to people who perhaps are in, you know, regional or remote areas who have even less access to information and resources. Do you know if any, in the time that's been up, if any people in remote areas have had access?
I don't know for sure. We are trying to currently connect in with a service that is a telehealth service. We're just waiting on a reply from them before we publish them. But, like, I'm not in Melbourne. I'm in regional Victoria, and so that's why and I've reached out to other organisations in regional Victoria to try and expand that network and expand that map so that we can make sure that there aren't gaps in service.
We're chatting with Abby Clark, one of the developers behind a new resource aimed at assisting trans and gender diverse people across the country find the services and community connections that they need. Abby, how can people get involved? It sounds like this project is just going to snowball. There's such a demand for it. How can people get involved to help you?
At the moment, the biggest thing that we need right now is more submissions. If there's a service that you use or a doctor that you see, a friendly business that you go to, community groups, whatever, if you head over to trans.au, go to our directory and then scroll right to the bottom of the page, there's a link in there that will help you submit that to us through our Google form. We'll get notified straight away and then start that reach out process to try and double check information and just get permission to publish that information as well.
Abby, I'm just looking at the site now. It's a wealth of resources for people who need it. It is trans.au. Congratulations on the work, and thank you so much for chatting with us on Drive.
Thank you.
Thank you. That is Abby Clark. And you can find out more about the project. Check out the resources at trans.au.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app, no matter where you are. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.